It's time for Over There with Marella Rostroffer. Marella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in some country or another. I will always start with, I'll go to my go-to country, which is Switzerland, and we'll see what happens. Hello, Marella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Yes, and you nailed it. But just before traveling,
of course.
Jill, this week is a very special week because if I look at all the headlines, they definitely are aiming to a story that is not necessarily a European one, and it's the issue around the writer Jamal Khashoggi. All the papers are speculating about what really happened, and a lot, of course, of rumors are going around, and many of the invited people to that conference in Saudi Arabia have canceled their trip in the meantime.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so just that's where the last thing you said was canceled their trip.
So this is basically the one of the main topic this week in the European papers. But to come back to some really exclusively European issues, I would like to mention Germany. Because this last weekend on Sunday, one of the biggest region in Germany, Bavaria, has voted out the party, the Conservative Party, that dominated basically that region since 1957. That would be the CSU, and it's led by Mr. Seehofer, who he's also Chancellor Merkel, Interior Minister in the coalition. So this really humiliating experience for him has far-reaching consequences. And has not surprised too many people because the polls actually were quite accurate before Sunday. So the majority is lost in the parliament, and for the first time in a very long time, the CSU will have to form a coalition in Bavaria to be able to have a majority at the parliament. The CSU got about 37%. The Green almost 18%. They are definitely the big winners of last Sunday. The ADF, which is the extreme right party, got 10%. It's definitely enough to enter the parliament. It's less impressive than what they usually manage to reach in the eastern part of Germany. And the one that lost the most are the SPD, who are also part of Chancellor Merkel coalition. They are just under 10%. And that is putting that party in a turmoil, really, literally existential problem, because they are losing in all of Germany, and that would be basically the left center. So if we look carefully, the two parties that have lost their position on Sunday are the two parties that are also the coalition partners for Chancellor Angela Merkel. And that is in itself obviously a big problem. Now, of course, one would have to, for this coalition in Bavaria, to ask also a new party that is called the Free Voters. It's a slight right party, a new independent party, and won 11.6%. So if we look carefully, we can definitely see that the main party, the CSU from Mr. Seehofer, lost voices a little bit for everyone, and that's where the problem lies. Some people turned to the Green Party, others went to the ADF, which is again the extreme right, and others went to this new Free Voters, which is a new party. That means also that for the CSU, they will have, of course, to form this coalition, and it will be most probably with the Free Voters because they are on the right, but not too much on the right. So they are more on the Mr. Seehofer party line. But they have also announced that they will definitely have to analyze the reason why they have lost in Bavaria. One of the reason that some analysts are giving is the fact that the CSU didn't take into consideration the changes, the dramatic changes that are taking place in the German society. And one could actually extend that to society in general. I think every party is right now kind of struggling in order to convince the voters, because priorities have been shifting. And for if we take this example specifically, a lot of people have gone to the Green Party or have gone back to the Green Party, which shows, for example, that there is a genuine concern for the environment and for nature and for the planet. Now, others have turned to more extremist parties. Those are usually, the reasons are more linked to the immigration issues. And some others went to the Free Voters, which is, as I said previously, a new party, which also means that some people are sick and tired of everybody, of every old party, parties that are considered old-fashioned, parties that don't answer to the needs of a new generation, that really think very different from the previous generation. And there is this need for something new, for something fresh, for something real, and all of this is not found anymore in the classic CSU, CDU, SPD, all the traditional parties. In 2 weeks, there will be the same votes in a region called Hesse. This is going to be also a test for Chancellor Merkel, as that is a region that is usually dominated by her party. So as we can see, there are a lot of changes going on in societal changes in Germany. And I think, again, one can extend that to many other European countries where we have seen new parties, for example, also like in France with Emmanuel Macron, new parties being definitely a first choice for Europeans, for people that are basically tired of old luggage and old stories and scandals from the traditional parties. It's probably showing a direction, and I would say that many European countries are going to show some definite and drastic changes in the next few years, probably to the advantage of new parties.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.